from the court of Emmanuel to the castle of Mansoul, returned to them with a packet. So my lord mayor, hearing the captain credence was come, withdrew himself from the noise and roaring of the tyrant, left him to yell at the wall of the town. That's a beautiful picture there. Left him to yell at the wall of the town, or against the gates of the castle. So he came up to the captain's lodgings, and saluting him, he asked of his welfare and what was the best news at court. Blessed be the Lord. But when he asked Captain Credence that, the water stood in his eyes. And then said the captain, "Cheer up, my lord, for all will be well in time." And with that, he first produced his packet and laid it by. But that the Lord Mayor and the rest of the captains took for a sign of good tidings. Our commentator below, commenting on this season of grace, says, "There are days of gloom and sadness, days of doubt and darkness, and there are also days of sunshine, seasons of grace according to the soul. A season of grace is a time of joy and fullness of faith when itself laden with the burdens of the Lord. It communicates the tidings to the soul and fills it with all joy and peace in believing. Faith never bears a message to its Lord in vain. It never returns empty-handed to the soul that hath sent it forth as the bearer of its petitions. Large is the promise that is made to the prayer of faith. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive." As I say, I know that we've read all this, or some of it at least, at any rate, but I want to read it again. Then Bunyan says, "Now a season of grace being come, he sent for all the captains and elders of the town that were here and there in their lodgings in the castle, and upon their guard to let them know that Captain Credence was returned from the court, that he had something in general and something in special to communicate to them." Our commentator says, "Faith bears a general answer to the soul, an all-diffusing evidence of peace, overspreading the soul with joy and gladness. There is a renewal of confidence and assurance by reason of this general message of faith that all will be well at last." But then there's a special something. There are also special and particular answers conveyed to the soul by faith. These are more definite and appreciable comforts of the man of God. A word in season, a special one, is addressed to each member and to each principle of the spiritual man, so that each and all are strengthened. The ruling powers of man's soul had, so far, done their duty, and had well fulfilled their parts. They've been tried and tested. They've boldly and successfully resisted, and with a jealous care, they've held the heart for Christ. And now, they have the reward of his approbation. God is not unrighteous that he will forget your works and labor that proceedeth of love. So, there are some general blessings pronounced by Captain Credence. But then there's this packet. And in it are very special blessings, directions for man's soul. So then Bunyan says, "So they all came up to him and saluted him and asked him concerning his journey and what was the best news at court. And he answered them, as he had done the Lord Mayor before, that all would be well at last." Now when the captain had thus saluted them, he opened his packet, and thence did draw out his several notes for those that he had sent for. The first note was for my Lord Mayor, wherein was signified the following: that the Prince Emmanuel had taken it well that my Lord Mayor had been so true and trusty in his office and the great concerns that lay before him for the town and people of Mansoul. Also, he bid him to know that he took it well that he had been so bold for his Prince Emmanuel and had engaged so faithfully in his cause against Diabolus. He also signified at the close of his letter that he should shortly receive his reward. The second note that came out was for the Lord, noble Lord Wilbywill, wherein there was signified the following: that his Prince Emmanuel did well understand how valiant and courageous he had been for the honor of his Lord now in his absence, and when his name was under contempt by Diabolus. There was signified also that his prince had taken it well that he had been so faithful to the town of Mansoul in his keeping so strict a hand and eye over and so strict a rein upon the neck of the Diabolians that did still lie lurking in their several holes in the famous town of Mansoul. He signified, moreover, how that he understood that my Lord had, with his own hand, done great execution upon some of the chief of the rebels there, to the great discouragement of the adverse party, and to the good example of the whole town of Mansoul, and that shortly his Lord should have his reward. The third note came out for the subordinate preacher, wherein was signified the following: that his prince took it well from him that he had so honestly and so faithfully performed his office, and executed the trust committed to him by his Lord while he exhorted, rebuked, and forewarned Mansoul according to the laws of the town. He signified, moreover, that he took it well in his hand, that he called to fasting, sackcloth, and ashes, when Mansoul was under her revolt. Also that he called for the aid of the Captain Bonerges to help in so weighty a work, and that shortly he also should receive his reward. The fourth note came out for Mr. Godly Fear, wherein his Lord thus signified as follows: that his lordship observed that he was the first of all the men in Mansoul that detected Mr. Colonel Security as the only one that, through his subtlety and cunning, had obtained for Diabolus a defection and decay of goodness in the blessed town of Mansoul. Moreover, his Lord gave him to understand that he still remembered his tears and mourning for the state of Mansoul. It was also observed by the same note that his Lord took notice of his detecting of this Mr. Colonel Security at his own table among his guests, in his own house, and that in the midst of his jolliness, even while he was seeking to perfect his villainies against the town of Mansoul. Emmanuel also took notice that this reverend person, Mr. Godly Fear, stood stoutly to it at the gates of the castle against all the threats and attempts of the tyrant, and that he had put the townsmen in a way to make their petition to their prince, so as that he might accept thereof, and as they might obtain an answer of peace, and that therefore shortly he should receive his reward. So these are the four special notes coming from Captain Credence in his packet. Berner said, in due time, believers shall reap if they faint not. The Lord observes and approves the works of faith, the labors of love here mentioned, and none of them shall lose its reward. The honest efforts of the understanding, the will, the conscience, and the fear of God shall at length be crowned with success. The problem we have is that at length part. We think the length is too long. Bunyan says, after all of this, there was yet produced a note which was written to the whole town of Mansoul, whereby they perceived the following: that their Lord took notice of their so often repeating of petitions to him. Now this is the first time they've heard that, right? I mean, they've sent petition after, and remember, they were meeting one, the ones going and the ones coming back. They were so frequent in sending these petitions that the couriers were meeting one another going back and forth. And what were they hearing? Nothing. Nothing. Now they hear that all that while the Lord, the Prince, was taking notice of their often repeating petitions, and that they should see more of the fruits of such doings in time to come. Those prayers are not lost. They're not fruitless. The fruit is yet to come. Their prince did also therein tell them that he took it well that their heart and mind, now at last, abode fixed upon him and his ways, though Diabolus had made such inroads upon them, and that neither flatteries on the one hand nor hardships on the other could make them yield to serve his cruel designs. There was also inserted at the bottom of this note the following: that his lordship had left the town of Mansoul in the hands of the Lord Secretary and under the conduct of Captain Credence, saying, beware that you yet yield yourselves unto their governance, and in due time you shall receive your reward. So, all this while, Emmanuel has been taking heed to these petitions, and they will yet receive the reward of them. And he wants them to know that notwithstanding his absence, they have been left not alone, but in the care of the Lord Chief Secretary and Captain Credence. Going back to our commentator's note where we left off reading earlier, he says, these special communications to the soul are here described as being made known in the form of notes or letters addressed to the renewed principles respectively. These letters are addressed to these renewed principles in Mansoul. The first note is addressed to understanding. He was, as it were, the eyes of the soul. To his quick perception, the soul is indebted for many things. It was his ripened judgment and his deep study of the revelation of mysteries, which was also part of his office, that enabled him to pick comfort, you remember that, out of the apparently adverse reply of the Lord Chief Secretary. And thus, in the midst of gloom and darkness, his far-seeing eye could discern the rising of the light. And now that the light had risen, he is one of the first to see it and rejoice in its consolation, the understanding. So he sends a word of commendation to the understanding, because by his understanding, Lord, Captain Understanding, Lord Understanding, he had picked comfort even from the seeming adverse words of the Lord to his people. The second note is addressed to the will. This power had received command over the flesh and the senses, the external avenues by which the evil one assails the soul. It was for the will to subdue the body and to keep it in subjection. We have read of the valiant deeds of this strong power of the new man, how it became the scourge of the lurking diabolians, how it chased them from the open and public gaze into their hiding places and pursued them even thither and dragged them to the cross for execution, and how it avenged the great master's cause and tended to sanctify the wills and affections of the soul. Well, may we offer up that beautiful prayer, renew my will from day to day, bend it with thine, and take away all that now makes it hard to say, thy will be done. The third note is for the conscience of the renewed man. As the subordinate preacher, he had well fulfilled his part in warning and admonishing and alarming and arousing and teaching and instructing the soul. And this office has been no sinecure, that is an old English word that it means it's an office. It's kind of like all of our Congress and Senate. It's an office with no real function. That's what the word means. It's an office that's held, that's really just a title. It has no real function. But our commentator says that this office is not that kind of office that has no real function in man's soul, even during the period of its renewed state. Oft has it been needful to awake the soul from unbidden, untimely, and unhallowed sleep, from carnal security and unconcern. Oft has the soul been called to humiliation and fasting and prayer for its forgetfulness of God and its departure from his ways. Oft has the word been drawn forth as the sword of the Spirit, sharp and powerful, and by its threatenings and admonitions has brought the soul to penitence and prayer. All this has been effected by the ministry of conscience, working in man, reproving, rebuking, and exhorting. So, he's well due the commendation that is sent to him, conscience. The fourth note is addressed to the principle of godly fear in the soul. Honor is conferred by Emmanuel upon this element of the spiritual nature. Where the fear of God is found, Satan has not attained full mastery. And this is the bond that holds the soul to God. I mentioned that in another lesson. I remember mentioning it. The importance of this element of godly fear. Fear of God. Fear of God, I can testify, has kept me from many a thing. Many things. If I did not avoid it from a better principle, because it simply offends our God, I have avoided it at least from this principle, that I feared God. And that has kept us, all of us, out of many a thing. Commentator says, and this is the bond, godly fear, that holds the soul to God. It was this principle that exposed the true character of the spirit of carnal security, showing how it throws man off his guard and leaves him an easy prey to the teeth of the destroyer. This was also the chosen keeper of the gates of the heart, you remember. And by reason of its safe custody under his hands, the heart had held out thus long against the terrible army of Satan. Godly fear Likewise, prompts man to prayer and urges the soul to the duty of dependence upon its helper, its savior, its God. Therefore, by reason of its past service, this faithful servant is promised his reward. But then, there's a fifth note, and it was written to the whole town of Mansoul. Here the whole man receives the message of the Lord and is comforted thereby. The soul that, having entered into covenant with God, had broken the holy bond, the soul that had neglected the gifts and graces of the Spirit and entertained the diabolians in its bosom, the soul that had been awakened out of its deep slumber and sought again the presence of the Spirit and the Son, the soul that warred a good warfare in the day of necessity, and had retained the heart as the dwelling place of an indwelling Christ, to this is the message of peace delivered in the letter of Emmanuel. What a change! What a change from darkness to light! So is it ever with the soul that prays persistently and fainteth not. It shall receive its reward. We kneel and all around us seems to lower. We rise in all the distant and the near. Stand forth in sunny outline, brave and clear. We kneel how weak. We rise how full of power. So man's soul continued to pray. Continued to send petitions. But finally, what made the difference? Remember? What made the difference in the success of why this Captain Credence comes back with a packet that has good news? What made the difference in that petition? The sign by the Lord Chief Secretary, who also had part in framing it. That was all the news. And you'll remember it. Go back and read it. It's good reading. Do you well to go back from time to time. Take it as your own. Take it as your own personal words. And go back and read that. It starts out with a thorough sorrow and repentance and claiming, owning their deep guilt. That's how a petition will begin when it's aided by the Lord Chief Secretary. So after the brave, Bunyan goes on and says, so after the brave Captain Credence had delivered his notes to those to whom they belonged, he retired himself to my Lord Secretary's lodgings, there spends time in conversing with him. For they too were very great one with another, and did indeed know more how things would go with man's soul than all the townsmen besides. The Lord Secretary also loved the Captain Credence dearly. Yea, many a good bit was sent him from my Lord's table. Also, he might have a show of countenance when the rest of man's soul lay under the clouds. So after some time, for converse was spent, the captain betook himself to his chambers to rest. But it was not long after when my Lord did send for the captain again. So the captain came to him, and they greeted one another with usual salutations. And then said the captain to the Lord's secretary, what hath my Lord to say to his servant? So the Lord's secretary took him, had him aside, and after a sign or two of more favor, he said, I have made thee the Lord's lieutenant over all the forces in man's soul, so that from this day forward all men in man's soul shall be at thy word. Thou shalt be he that shall lead in and that shall lead out man's soul. Thou shalt therefore manage according to thy place the war of thy prince, and for the town of man's soul against the force and power of thy boss, and at thy command shall the rest of the captains be. Now, he has just promoted Captain Credence and made him lieutenant and given him the charge over the entire man's soul, and he will direct any further battles with Diabolus. The armies will be under his command. Now the townsmen began to perceive what interest the captain had, both with the court and also with the Lord Secretary of Man's Soul. For no man before could speed when sent, nor bring such good news from Emmanuel as he did. Wherefore, what do they, after some lamentation, that they made no more use of him in their distresses, but sent by their subordinate preacher to the Lord's secretary to desire him that all that ever they were and had might be put under the government, care, custody, and conduct of Lord Credence. They now regret that they had not given themselves more to attention, attentiveness to Lord, to Captain Credence. And has it not been so? Many of us come out of a dark place and you look back and you wonder why in the world did not trust the Lord? Why in the world did I not trust the Lord? Our commentator says, faith is also a ruling power, a strong captain, a victorious warrior. And now by reason of him who hath bestowed it, and for its own inherent nature, and for the battles it hath fought, and for the victories it hath won, and for the communion it enjoys with God, it is promoted to the highest place. All the principles of the new man are to be under the rule and governance of faith and to yield obedience to its command. Faith empowers all other gifts and graces of the Spirit. It whets the sword, it burnishes the shield, it keeps the Christian armor bright. It nerves the strength, it gives hope and earnest and promise of victory. And it even makes more than conquerors at last. Mr. Berger said the design of this is to show that the soul is to live by faith and not by sins. The Spirit of God puts honor upon faith, makes him the chief captain in the town. This is a token for good. Now doubters prevailed in the town. This is a prelude of victory over them. The inhabitants are at length aware of his abilities and wise to be under his control. Thus Christians learn, but seldom without painful experience, that they are not to live by their feelings, but by their faith. And I underline four times in my book, thus Christians learn, but seldom without painful experience, that they are better to live by faith. It is so hard for us, is it not? Because by our nature, we don't believe the Lord. By our nature, we don't believe the Lord. Bunyan finishes this chapter, at least in the version that I have. It varies in some versions. So their preacher went and did his errand and received this answer from the mouth of his Lord, that Captain Credence should be the great doer in all the king's army, against the king's enemies, also for the welfare of man's soul. So he bowed to the ground and thanked his lordship, and returned and told his news to the town folk. But all this was done with all imaginable secrecy, because the foes had yet great strength in the town. In other words, this war is not over. This war is not over. But it is a great turning point. One of the greatest turning points in this allegory is this turning point where Captain Credence is promoted to lieutenant and put in charge of all of Mansoul's doings, and they are made aware of it. That's a great turning point for Mansoul, when faith becomes the order of the day rather than just an advisory council. When faith is in full charge, that is a great turning point. There may yet be many Diabolians in the city, but this is a new day. And how many of us have found it to be so? But not without painful experience. Any comments or questions on the section today? It is a glorious section, notwithstanding somewhat painful to our hearts, yet things are indeed making a turn. Lord Chief Secretary, by signing and co-writing petition to him.